Okay, today is Daf Gimel of Masechtas Erechin, around Daf Beis and Beis. So we left off with a question. The question was, there are five mitzvos on yesterday's Daf, on Daf Beis and Beis, that dealt with Chinuch. The five mitzvos were Sukkah, Lulav, Tzitzis, Tefillin, and Shofar. By four of them, the Gemara gave a marker when a katan is roy to do the mitzvah. When he sits in the sukkah, doesn't cry out for his mother, when he knows how to... And by Shofar, what did it say? Kishehigia l'chinuch. Why is the Shofar different? So the Rambam says, that in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Shofar, you have to have Kavana. The Rambam says if you're playing around with a Shofar and you happen to blow the right ones, you're not Yotze. And the one who listens is also not Yotze. Why not? And the Rambam says that if a goy forces matzah down your throat, you're Yotze. You're Yotze the mitzvah of matzah. Well, I didn't have any Kavana, the goy forced it, but you ate it l'maisa. So what's the difference? What's the difference between matzah and shofar? That's a different discussion. But clearly, Rambam says if I shofar, you require kavana. What kind of kavana do you require?
Tshuva.
Ritzui, getting close to Hashem. Shofar is a form of davening. What are you going to ask a kid? Did you have the proper kavana? You're going to ask that. It's all here. It's all in the heart. What are you going to ask him? Now, by shofar, by lulav. Picks up a bulav, doesn't know how to shake nanuim, he doesn't know how to teach him, he's so little. No chinuch over there. When it comes to this, how are you going to ask him? How are you going to find out? What's the gauge? There is no gauge. Therefore, what does the Gemara say? Kishegi l'chinuch. Whenever he's old enough, whatever that is. So Rashi said, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever that is. Going to the campium of the marker, there's no way to mark, there's no way to gauge it. It's an individual business. Interestingly, doesn't make a difference.
Exactly, because you made an arbitrary mark.
Exactly. It's 13. Right. And then there's another mark. There's something called chinuch. So when it comes to tzukkah, can he sit in the sukkah and not cry out for his mother? If he can, then he's chinuch. If not, then let him stay home. So there's a mark, there's a way to gauge. Here's no way to gauge. Interesting, the Rambam quotes the other four. The Rambam quotes all verbatim what the Gemara says. Katan chayav to sit in a sukkah, when he doesn't ask for his mother. Katan chayav to shake a lulav, when he knows how to do none of other sutras and tefillin, he quotes. Shofar doesn't quote a word. It's Rambam. According to what I'm saying, it makes perfect sense. What's Rambam supposed to quote? Yeah. That a katan's chayiv and shofar when he reaches the age of chinuch? That's a chinuch halacha. Everyone knows that. There's nothing for the Rambam to say. Rambam leaves it out. That's what I was wanted to say. Okay, next. Hakal chayavin, bottom line. Hakal chayav mikra megillah. Everyone's chayav in megillah. There's either a mishnah or a brisa that says that. It's a mishnah. It's a brice actually. And then Hakol Kasher Likud says a Megillah. Everybody's kosher to read the Megillah. It says it twice, two different places. Lasuye Mai, what does it come to include? It comes to include Lasuye Nashim. It comes to include women. Look at Rashi, look at this crazy Rashi. Shechayavos, top Rashi. Shechayavos for Mikra Megillah. Women are chai for Mikra Megillah. Viksheros Likrosa. They're kosher to read it. Ulahotzi zecharim yedei chavasim, and they can even be motzi men. I think Rashi Shul was like, I'm Purim.
Yeah.
Right? Rashi Shul, a woman could be motzi a man. Rashi says it in black and white. Right? So what? Yeah. So look at Tosfos. Look at the first Tosfos, Lasuya Nashim. So Tosfos quotes Rashi, Chavos and Mikra, Megillah, Ksheres Likra, Tosfos, Zecharim, yedei chavasim, Lashon HaKuntras. Avol Bahag lo pasakachi. The Bahag says absolutely not. Umevi in raya mena tosefta. He brings a raya from a tosefta. Vizel l'shono. It's a long tosefta, and it says like tvalas. Hakol ksheirim. Hakol chayav mikra megillah. Everyone's chayav to hear megillah. Tumtum vandrogonis. What about them? They're chayavin. They motzi rab midei chavasa. They have a chayav to come to shul, listen to megillah, but they can't be motzi anybody. Now that's handrogonis motzi mino. An androgynous can be motzi another androgynous. The any motzi is she'eno mino. Tum tum, eno matam, eno motzi lois mino velois she'eno mino. They can't be motzi anybody. Okay? Then the brisa continues. This tosefta continues. Misha chetzu ev the chetzu ben chorin. Eno la motzi lois mino velois she'eno mino. They can't be motzi anybody either. Even another chetzu ev the chetzu ben chorin, nobody. Nashim va'avadim uktanim. Nashim and avadim, right? Ktanim. Torah Mikra Megillah. They put it for Mikra Megillah. Ad kan lashon ha-tosefta. Tosefta black and white says women cannot. That's what she's talking about. Right? The halachas gedolos ha-sifu, the Bahad continues, ela shechiyavim b'shmiya. Now they were chayav to hear the Megillah. Lefi shakol hayu b'safek. Lahash v'lahar. They were also in the gzeir of Haman.
Right.
Haman wanted to kill them too. La'abed, right? Tzak. That he says, Rabbi Shua hayu mechanesh kol anshei beso v'kor lefnim. Rabbi Shua gathered his whole family, read Megillah for them. Rabbi Yonah avud, Rabbi Menachem hayu mischavin lekrosa lefnei nashim, shir beso. They wanted to read it in front of the women. Shakol hayu b'safek v'akol chayav mishmiya akan lashon alachas gedolos. So the Bahad clearly holds, women have to hear it, they cannot be motzi men. Rashi said they could. So says Bahad, for sure not. Lochein, Tzorech Lafarish Bekan, they don't know Shem motziin. Not that women can be motzi men, no. Elanoshim, they can maybe, can women be motzi other women? Maybe that Bahad would allow. Women can motzi, a woman can lay in for women.
That's what
he's saying. Rashi says women can lay in for men. Says Bahad, women can't lay in for men. Maybe women can lay in for women. That maybe they could do.
That's what
Tosi
said.
Correct. Not men. Not men. It says that women, everyone's chayav mikra megillah, including women. What does that mean? Shemotziyin nashim acheros. They can't motzi other women. Not men.
Women's groups.
Women's groups, right? You could even say it was a katan according to Yehuda. Okay? So, fascinating.
Maybe he meant
that. And there's a man sitting there. Interesting. Interesting. It's an interesting suggestion. But if a woman can't be motzi men, doesn't make a difference if it's in the front of the whole shul or it's one random guy. What's the difference?
No.
That's an interesting split. It can't be motzi men. But if that happened to be the avad, it would be yotze. Interesting.
Not saying that they can't be yotzer for any other reason except that women cannot be yotzer men in anything. That's what he's basically telling you. Because she's mechoyev for it, he's mechoyev for it. So technically, why can't she say it for him? Because he has a different category. Women cannot be yotzer men in anything.
In anything. Interesting. Hear what Mati's saying? Women can't be motzi men in anything.
Yeah.
Right? They can't be motzi men in Kiddush. Now, why not?
Second classes?
No, that's not why.
Oh, sorry.
So, I once heard a vart because they say, like, why can't a woman get an aliyah? No, that's not the reason. The reason is that it's... What? No. Even more than sneers. It's an issue of a kavod for the shul. What does that mean, kavod for the shul? So I once heard of art, because you need a woman to lane, you can't get a man to lane. There's no bigger slap in the face to a shul. You couldn't find someone to lane. You have to go to a woman? No, that's why halachically it's considered. Yeah. No, correct.
Is there anybody in the Gemara who argues on this?
All the Gemara says is now. Well, that's one more line. Ukud Yerushua ben Levi. Tell me, Yerushua ben Levi. Nashim chayavos v'mikru megillah. Nashim achayav v'mikru megillah. Sha'af ein hayu ba'osah ha'nes. They were also in the nes. What does that mean? They were also in the nes. Something like they were like also included in the gzeir of Haman. Others learn. Rashi learns. The Rashbam learns that the Iker Nes of Purim happened through a woman. Her name is Esther. Right? Afin Hayabosu Nes. Says Tosfos, doesn't really sound like that's really true. Af Hain Hayubosu Nes doesn't sound like the Nes was done through a woman. It sounds like it's a secondary. They were also in the Nes. Right? They were also in the Nes. Sfasema says, that's what Rashi and Tosfos are arguing about here. If you hold that the women were also in the Gzeira, then why are women different than men? They were also. Then why can't women read for men? Why not? They were also in the Gzeira just like men. No different. And Rashi holds women can read for men. Why not? But if you hold that, they're different though. The Vart is that Esther was different, and she was the one that triggered the whole Nath, really. Then women are different than men. As Fasema says, and therefore the Bahag would hold, women can't lean for men. I don't know why that should be true. I understand you want to say women are different. Not that women were not in the Gzeira of Haman. Maybe they were, maybe they weren't. But the Af Ein Hayu Ba'osah Nes means women precipitated and women, you know, they brought about the whole Nes of Purim. They brought it about. So therefore they're lesser and therefore they can't lane for men, they can only lane for themselves. It's a hard, so Sanhedrin is trying to connect these two statements together, right? The machlokas between can women lane for men or not is totally in, what does it mean? But then it comes out that women who are greater than men, because they're the ones who caused the nes, Esther, she becomes lesser now, and women can't lane for men. It's just funny. It's a funny connection. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
What?
But it's still true.
Right, but it's still true. Right. So, okay, that's that. Yeah, what do you want to ask? Did anyone argue on this Gemara?
Yeah.
The Gemara, no.
And what's this place to do with Lasuya what?
Lasuya women. That women can lane for other women. That's what he says. Women can lane other women for every Shabbos. Can't do that. I know there are certain rules that do that, I know. But it's not really sanctioned halachically to have women lane for women on a regular Shabbos. Megillah they can. They have. Megillah they can. Right. Okay, next. That was really the hack on the whole today's stuff. It's right here. We're done. Next, Hakol Chayav B'Zimun. Anybody could be part of a Zimun. Lasuye Mai. Lasuye Noshim V'Avadim. Titania. Noshim Mizamas La'atzman. V'Avadim Mizamas La'atzman. They could have their own Zimun. Women can have their own Zimun. Men, Avadim also. But you can't have women and men together. Says Rashi, Shalosh Noshim. Three women. V'chein Shalosh Avadim. Three servants. Aval Ein Shtei Noshim O'Shtei Avadim Mitzarfin Manoshim. You can't have women and men together, the same zimun, l'fishiyesh ba'anashim, masha'ein b'anashim v'avadim. Because you have by men what you don't have by women. Not because we're second class. That's not the reason. The reason is because, not because we're preachers. That's not the reason. Rashi says the reason is because you have things in benching that don't apply to women. Why can't they be part of the zimun? For what, for example? She'ein anashim omros bris. Women don't say bris. You know, today they say everything. Right? But shachalta brischa, whatever. That women don't have bris mila, and ve'ein avadim omer al nachla senu. They don't have a nachla avadim. They don't have a part of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the benching is a little different, and therefore they can't be part of a zimun with men. Interesting. Next, hakol mitzdarfin lezimun. Anyone can be mitzdari for a zimun. A similar halacha. Lasu yemai. What does it come to include? Lasu yikodin hayodei alimim avarchin. You can even have a child who knows who he's davening to. Include him in the zimun. Now, Bismana said, do they do this? I don't know. I think Sephardim might. They might have like 12-year-olds, 11-year-olds already. Not young now, not a 4-year-old kid. Oh, Hashem's over there, you know, he points up to the sky. That's too young. I don't know. I heard that once. I don't know if it's true. I was never...
A third person? Dabar
of Nachman, Yodei Limi Mavarchin. He knows already who to daven to, who to make brachas to. Mizamana Levi, he could be part of the Zimun.
Even the women, it's very frowned upon.
Yeah, to have their own? Who does that even?
There are.
Make them a Zimun. Mm-hmm. That's everyone holds you could do that. They're by themselves. You never see that. I shouldn't say you never see it. What? And maybe.
In seminaries they claim you do.
Right. Now, it says like this. Hakol mizah mitamin beziva. Anybody could become tamei as a zav or a zava, which is some kind of emission out of a man and of some kind of flow out of a woman. Anyone can be like that. Lasuye mai, lasuye tinok ben yomo. Even a 1-day-old have such a discharge. A 1-day-old they'll become tamei. Titania ish. It says ish, right? Pasuk is ish ki yezav bibsaro. Any man that has a flow. Matamalomer ish. What's ish? Double lashon. L'rabos tinok ben yomo. But tinok ben yomo echad shematame beziva divrei Behuda. Even a 1-day-old baby can become tamei like that. Rishon benosha biyochad rebroka omer. I know that already. I don't need ish and tell me. I know that already. Why? Hari Omer, it says, Vazav ezovo, uzacha ulanakeva. The next pasuk there says, right? It's a few psukim later there. It says, Azav ezovo, uzacha ulanakeva. Men and, right? Anyone. Uzacha kalshu, zachar, ben katan ben gadol, lanakeva kalshu, nakeva ben katana ben gadola. I already know that any age makes a zav and a zava. What's ish? Imke matam alomer ish? Yeah, the answer is Dibur Torah Kolashim Bnei Adam. Whatever that means. The Torah just talks like regular people talk. Like ish, any man. That's how somebody talks. The Torah talks like that also. What that means, that's a really Shavuos night topic.
Oh, yeah.
What does that line mean? Dibur Torah Kolashim Bnei Adam. That's a Shavuos night topic. What that means exactly.
When
but
it fits.
What?
When it fits,
exactly. Next, Hakol Mitamin B'Tamei Meis. Anybody can become Tamei Meis. Lasuye Mai. Lasuye Cotton. Even a cotton can become Tamei Meis. I would have thought, Ish Asher Yitma, V'lo Yitzchata. It says, don't become Tameh, don't make a sin. Right? Now, if you become Tameh, it's not a sin. It's a sin to go to the Beis HaMikdash when you're Tameh. That's a big sin. So it says, don't become tummy, don't make a sin. So I would think, ish in cut and low. Kamash malan, al nefasha tasher ha-yisham. Anybody. Right? So I know that already. Ela ish, lemute mai. What does an ish come to exclude? Lemute katan mikares. To exclude a katan from kares. That if a katan is tummy, which it can be, and then the katan goes to the Beis HaMikdash to visit, he doesn't get kares for that. Why?
He doesn't know.
No, that's not why. Because the pasuk says only ish, only an adult. Oh, does the katan never get tummy? Right? Does the katan never get kares? Right? So the Sas Emes answers your question and says like this. What if this? What if he got tummy when he was 12? And then he went to the Beis HaMikdash when he was 13? And he never went to the mikveh. He never went to Paraduma. Does he get kares now? Says the Gemara, no. That's he doesn't get kares for that. Sometimes comes up with that chap, right? It's a good chap. No, Tosfos asks him and gives a different answer. Tosfos says, Tosfos lemute katan mikares. Second to bottom, v'yeshut moa lamali kol lepotro. Why is he being? Why didn't he pass it for that? Kivon dematzinu katan nenas. Lomasi. We never find the katan gets punished for anything, right? V'chein kasha. Also, in Perek Dal Mizos in Tanhedrin, it says ish ki yinaf. If a man has an affair with a married woman, prat lekotin, not a cotton. What do you mean? Of course, not a cotton. Umiyu hasam yeshlomar. Now there, it's different. There we say, I was maybe you don't cotton. You want bishum kolon isha ischayev dumya de behema hanirvas. Right? The halacha is that if a behema, if a man has an affair with a behema, he kill the behema. So what did the behema do wrong? Because you're going to kill Reuven. And everyone's going to see the behemoth walking down the street. Look at that behemoth. That's the behemoth that killed Reuven. It's an embarrassment to Reuven. Even though Reuven didn't have Avera. It's embarrassing. The animal should be walking around. So I would have thought, maybe standing with a cotton. You're going to put the wife to death. She had, as long as he's over 9 years old. Woman had an affair with a 12-year-old boy. Right? So what happens to her? She gets put to death. He's walking around. He comes to shul. He has a big bar mitzvah in shul. And he turns 13. That's a big embarrassment to her. So I would have thought she gets put to death also. Over here. What about over here? What I think? Bishema. So about Tosfos doesn't answer it. V'shem, maybe itzrich sokadai tachamina holvenis rabul etuba yischayif kares. Since he becomes tamei, he can get kares also. Kamash v'lan d'lo. But he doesn't. What didn't answer it? So Tosfos says no. The case is he was tamei when he was 12, and then he went to the Beis HaMikdash when he was 13. So I would have thought now he gets kares. He doesn't get kares. Okay, why not? This pasuk says so. Next, hakol matam min
agoyim. What about a woman?
Yeah, it includes a woman also. She can't go to the Beis HaMikdash because she's tummy either. Yeah. Hakol matamim ben agoyim. Anybody can become tummy with an agoyim. Anybody. Vasuye mai. Who does it come to include? Vasuye cotton. Even a cotton.
Every single one is a cotton.
Almost. Sagad adachamina ish tzuruaksiv ish in cotton low. Only an adult can have tzurath, not a cotton. Not true. Deim hachanami. Maybe it is true. It says adam ki yeh ba'or b'saro mikol makom. No, any man. Adam, any person. That doesn't make a difference how old, how young. Ela ish lamali. Why did I say ish? Look at the Tanya. Ish, only ela ish. Only a man. What about isha minayin? What about isha? A woman can't get tzaras? Kishu omer, hatzerua, harekan shayim. Hatzerua is plural. Means even a woman also. So imke matam alomer ish. Linyan shal mata. For the next vart. Mata means later on in the psukim, which says, ish porea uporim. A man has to shave his mustache and rip his clothing. Isha ain't isha paras ve'uparemis. But a woman doesn't have to do that. She gets taras. She has to also go out of the machne, but she doesn't have to rip her clothes like a man does. Fine. Hakol ronus and a goyim. Anybody can check the negoyim. Hakol ksher and liros as an agoyim. It says another statement like that. Anyone can check the negoyim. Lasuye mai. What does that come to include? Anybody. It's only kahanim. Lasuye she'eno baki behenu b'shmosein. It can even include a guy who doesn't know what he's doing. I've Amar Mar, ain't a bucky, banish Mosem, ain't a rose and a goyim. What do you mean? How can you go to a guy that doesn't know what he's doing? You can go to such a person. Amar Ravina, Lokasha. Huh? When can you go to a guy that doesn't know what he's doing? Is the Kasavri Levisavar? He's only going in town. You're getting shut 100 miles away? Not going to do that. I go to this. He's not such an expert. But he'll call the Rav, he'll call his Rebbe, and he's a svar, he's an intelligent person, and he'll get the answer. That's what it means. Kasavri Levisavar. He can think out the answer. Huh, when do you not go to somebody? The Kasavri Levisavar. He can tell him that Lachan today till tomorrow. He's not going to get it. He doesn't have the kalim to do. He doesn't have the kalim to do it. I'm sorry. He doesn't have the kalim to be him. He can't go to. Ah, he's only kohen in town. I'm sorry. You can't go to this guy. Fine. Next, hakol k'sherin lekadesh. Anybody can make the concoction of the paraduma drink with grezov and whatever it is. Anyone can do that. Lasuye mai. Who does that come to include? Lasuye lamihud lasuye katan. Ulrabanan lasuye isha. Ditnan. Hakol k'sherin lekadesh. Anybody can make that drink. Chutz mikherish of a katan. Rabbi Yehuda makshir bekatan. He says a katan. Yes, the post will be isha uba androgynous. Not a woman and not an androgynous. Okay. Next. Hakol k'sherin lahazos. Anybody can do the sprinkling. Anybody. Lasuye mai. Who do they come to include? Lasuye orel. Even an orel, a kohen who doesn't have a brismila. Of course, Rashi always says this. Why doesn't he have a brismila? Because his two brothers died. It's not because he's afraid of getting a bismillah or his parents weren't religious. He's about tshuva and he doesn't have the guts. That's not the reason. He didn't do it because he was a family, the issue in the family. So they're not going to do it. So he's such a kohen could sprinkle him.
What's and, the reason you would think that kohen couldn't do it?
This kohen couldn't do it?
Yeah, an RL.
Because if you're an RL, you can't do avoda even if it's not your fault. You're just an RL. The biggest tzaddik in the world, who's not a kohen, can't do it. He's a big, very worthy. He's just not a kohen. So I would think an oral also. He's just ineligible. Says Rashi, no, only that's ineligible if it's not bemazed. Okay.
Well, I think it would be a mum.
It's like a mum. Ukidur belazar, damer belazar, oral shehize has also kshera. If an oral did it, it's good. Hakol shochetin. Anyone can do shechita. Not in the base of mikdash, even in the butcher shop. Anyone. Osuyemai. So we spent like 10 blot on this in the beginning of Chulin, remember? Chada lasuye kusi. Either it includes a kusi. I'm not sure if he's goy or Jew. I'm not sure what he is. But he's good. As long as a Jew is watching, it's good shechita. Chada lasuye Yisrael mumar. And even others included a Yisrael mumar. Now this is such a coincidental thing that we have this Gemara. We did this on Shabbos, right? Hakol ma'ilin le'eretz Yisrael. Anybody can force their wife to go to Eretz Yisrael. Anybody. Anyone can move make aliyah. Lasuye mai, who does that come to include? Who does that come to include? Lasuye avadim, even avadim. The guy's an Eved Kenani. Rashi says, she'im yeshlo Eved Kenani, mahul, he has a brismila. Ulum kar, you want to sell him? You want to sell him, you had enough of him. Verotza Eved, shleim karenu, eleba Eretz Yisrael. He says, I don't want to work in Chutz Laaretz. What do you think I am, some kind of goy? I'm working in Chutz Laaretz, only in Israel. Says it, kofenes rabul, haloso. If you force the master, take him to Israel. Anybody, including an Eved. Ulamandatani Avadim, Behedya, Lasuyemai. Some have a girsa where it says straight out Avadim could do that. Then what does it mean? Anybody. So it means, listen to this one. Lafilu minave yafa, you have a very beautiful house in a beautiful neighborhood in Chutz Laaretz. Even Lenave Hara, you're going to go to a stinky neighborhood, such a thing exists in Israel. Even that they could force, either spouse could force the other spouse.
What does it mean force? You don't have to pick Suva?
You don't have to pick Suva. And you can't get divorced. You can't say she's a rebellious woman. There's an old Gemara about that. She doesn't want to keep Shabbos. She doesn't want to cover her hair. All these things that are rebellious things women can do, you can just get rid of her without paying her ksuva. This is not one of them. As a matter of fact, you can force her to go, and she can force you to go. Even from a beautiful house, a beautiful neighborhood in Chutz Laaretz, to a stinky neighborhood in Israel. Veina kol motzien. That means, and you cannot force anyone to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laaretz. Lasuye Eved Shabarach Michutz La'aretz La'aretz. Even a Eved ran away. I live in Egypt. And he ran away, he ran to Eretz Yisrael. I want to get him back. Can't get him back. That fugitive slave law does not apply from Eretz Yisrael back to Chutz La'aretz. Then it says, Hakol Ma'alim in Yerushalayim. You can force, I don't want to live in Tel Aviv, I want to live in Yerushalayim. Lasuye Mai, Lasuye Minava Yafa Lanava Yara. Even from a better neighborhood in Tel Aviv, to a worse neighborhood in Yerushalayim, you could also force. Venakol motzian, and you can't force them to leave. Lasuye mai, lasuye minavei ra, lanavei yafa. Even though I have found a beautiful house in Tzfas. No. Stay in Yerushalayim. Okay? Now, that ends that Gemara. Now, our Mishnah also says something else that was funny. It said, everyone can do Erechin. Kahanim Leviim Yisraelim. So now we're going to have a bunch of cases where the Mishnah said that phrase, like, who else?
Yeah.
Right? Who else?
Who's left?
Who's left? Right? Now we're going to talk about cases where the Mishnah had a phrase like that. Everyone has to do this? including Kahanim, Levim, Yisraelim. So now the first one. Hakol chayav in b'sukkah. There's a Mishnah that says, or a Braisa, everyone's chayav in sukkah. Kahanim, Levim, Yisraelim, they're all chayav sitting in the sukkah. So, pshita, isn't that obvious? Obvious, right? E hani lo mechayve, man mechayve. Well, if they're not chayav, then who is chayav? Who's left, right? So the Gemara says, no. You know why it says Kahanim, Levim, Yisraelim? Because there's a chiddush about Kahanim. Kahanim, it's trichalei. So I would have thought, ho, well, v'ksiv, b'sukkas teishvu. He says, he's sitting in the sukkah. V'amar amar, teishvu ke'ein tedu, teishvu shivas yamim ke'ein teduru. And it should be like, mom, it's like your home. Ma dira ish v'ishto. So it's like in a home. I sleep in the same bed with my wife. Af sukkah ish v'ishto. So too in the sukkah, me and my wife together. V'hani kahanim and b'kahanim. Listen to this. Ho, b'nei avodininu. Since the Bnei Avoda, they have to do Avoda on Tzukis, Yontif, they're all on duty. Lo l'chayev. They shouldn't be chayev to sit in a sukkah. Right? Why shouldn't they be chayev? Says Rashi.
We don't hold women chayev in sukkah.
What?
We don't hold women chayev in sukkah.
Exactly. That's the catch. It's a catch 22. That's why the Ramah says, we don't sleep in a sukkah. Because you're supposed to sleep with your wife. And she's not going to the sukkah. Right? It's a catch 22. But then it can't be Mekai in the midst of sitting in a sukkah. Right? It's a catch 22. So the Ramah says for sleeping, we don't do it. Which is why many people don't sleep in a sukkah. But many people do sleep in a sukkah. Because the Mishnah Berurah says, I never saw that Ramah. I never read the Ramah talking about. Right? Here it says, the Kahanim not. Why can't the Kahanim sleep in a sukkah? Why can't the Kahanim go into a sukkah? The wife's not going to be there? It says Rashi, fascinating. He says, you can't have a man and a woman sleeping in a sukkah. The ancient is cocking Linus was saying, you can't be with your wife. Why can't you be with your wife? Because in those days, you were tummy, you were with your wife, you had to go to the mikvah. Because the Rami Aleha Avodas Harbega. You have to be busy with the Avodah, you have to go to the base of Mikdash. So, Ema, Lo Nechayvu, so I would have thought, I'm not Chayak sit in the Sukkah, comes along the Mishnah, Kahanim Levim Yisraelim. In the Kahanim, Levim Yisraelim is written for no reason. It's only for the Kahanim part. So asks, if that's true, so asks the Truva Me'ava, then how do men sit in the Sukkah? Men also have to go to the Beis HaMikdash and bring a carbon re'iyah and be seen there. So they also shouldn't have, they also should be part of them go to a sukkah. So he answers, you can't compare the men and the, you can't compare Yisraelim and Kahanim. Kahanim is every day. They're on duty every day in Yontif. Man, so today you don't go. Today go, today don't be with your wife. You know, the whole week. So today not. In the Kahanim, you have to go to the Beis HaMikdash. You can't be with your wife. But what about the rest of Yontif? You don't have to be there every day. Unlike a Kohen. So I would have thought a Kohen's putter. Kamashlon, he's not putter. Right. And Tosa says, well, don't tell me that a Kohen is traveling and he's not home. Because the Gemara is going to say that. Listen to this. Kamash Malan. So, Dinehi, the Pater Bishas Avoda, their Pater Bishas Avoda, ain't a Chanami. What does that mean, Pater Bishas Avoda? You Pater from sitting in a sukkah when you're going to work also. Like, you only have to sit in the sukkah when you have nothing else to do, right? I have to go to the DMV to get my driver's license. I can't go on sukkahs because I'm potter. I have to sit in the sukkah. No, that doesn't make sense, that. Not sure what this means. Anyway, shlomo shas avoda, chayuvim mechayiv. You chayiv to sit in the sukkah when it's not shas avoda. Midi dahave, aholchei drachim. It's no different than a guy's traveling. The amar mar, holchei drachim, peyom petur min sukkah. In the day they potter from sukkah. Why are they potter from sukkah? Because they're traveling. Ubayom v'chayav malayla, but at night the chayav. So Tosfos says there was a sukkah on the base of Mikdash. That's what Tosfos says, right? He says, "Demitam holchi drachim lekel lemifterinu ela betzados." That heter of traveling only applies when you're in the field. You're traveling. Avolob lishkas base hamokad, not in the base of Mikdash itself. V'sharim akomos base hamikdash. For did the matzil lemikat nami. Okay, then he quotes that levim. So I saw over here, the name of Tosva says that you can put a sukkah on the Harabais. Why not? So you're right. You don't have to sleep. Maybe they wouldn't sleep in a sukkah. They want to be with their wife. I don't know. But to be part of a sukkah totally? Of course not. Next. Hakol chayav in tzitzis. Everyone's chayav in tzitzis. Kahanim levim Yisraelim. It's a pshita. Is it obvious? Right? Who, if not them, who's left? So. But tzitzis, same thing.
So what did we say earlier?
No, we said, eventually that's lasuya kitanim. So, Pshita, Pashit, Kahanim Mitzrichalei. No, it's only written for the Kahanim. Suddenly, I would have thought. Hol v'ksiv. It says, "Lo bashatnez gizil tafilach." You're not allowed to wear tzitzit. You're not allowed to wear shatnez. Wear tzitzis. Mandalo ishtayr miklayim legabe bulavisha. Sorry, mandalo ishtayr klayim legabe bulavisha. Who the mechayev mitzvah tzitzis? Somebody who's not wearing klayim is chayev the mitzvah tzitzis. Vahani kahanim. But these kahanim hol v'ishtayr miklayim legabayu. Since kahanim wear klayim, they're big. The kahuna has klayim in it. The shatnez in it. So maybe lo lechayvu, they shouldn't be chayiv in tzitzis. Kamash lo, and they're chayiv in tzitzis. Nehi the ishtri ba'ida navoda. Yeah, when they're wearing avoda, but lo ida navoda, lo ishtri. When they're not wearing avoda, they're not doing avoda. They can't wear big dekuhu. They can't wear klayim. So you see, there's a connection between klayim and tzitzis. So ask Tosfos, if women are chayiv in shatnez, why aren't they chayiv in tzitzis? And then he asks all the way around. If they're not chayav in tzitzis, why are they chayav in shatnez? Interesting questions. Next, hakolch yavim betfilin. Everyone's chayav in tefillin. Kahanim levim yisraelim. So again, pshita. Who's left? No, again, kahanim mitzrichalei. Sogat ha'dechamina hol v'ksiv v'ksharetem los hayadecha. V'il tot tefos ben enecha. You wear tefillin on your arm and on your head. Called the isyeh b'mitzvah diyad, isyeh b'mitzvah derosh. You have a mitzvah on the yad, you have a mitzvah on the rosh. Hani kahanim hovel esnim mitzvah diyad. Kahanim cannot wear tefillin shal yad. Why not? Because it's a chatzitza between the beged, the big day kahuna, and their arm. Diksev liyal bashal basaro shal yad avichotis ben olbein basaro. They can't wear tefillin shal yad because it's a chatzitza between their arm and the beged. So I would have said ema mitzvah derosh nami lo lechayve. They shouldn't wear tefillin shal yad either. Kamash malan delo makzi adadi. There's nothing to do with each other. If somebody only has tefillin shal rosh for some reason, we'll get into the tzitz. Kidat nan. Right? That's it. You're not akiv. If somebody for some reason only has one tefillin, wear it. Right? The Rambam counted as two separate mitzvahs. Yad and Rosh is two out of the 613 is two mitzvahs. Right? Umayishna diyad, tiksiv yovash al besaro, rosh na mitziv, samta mitznefes al rosh. You're wearing a hat, and the Kohen Gadol also wears a tzitz. So the answer is you're going to fit the tefillin in there somehow. Right?
Somehow you're going to fit
the tefillin on the head with the hat and the tzitz also if you're a kohen gadol. Somehow you're going to manage to fit it in. There's room for the tefillin. Okay. Next, hakol chayav b'tchiyah shofar. Everybody's chayav to blow shofar. Kahanim, Leviim, Yisraelim. Right? Obvious. The pshita. Who's left? Right. The Gemara is going to give such a difficult answer now. Kahanim is Trichalei. The answer is Kahanim. Listen to this Gemara. Sogat at the Chemina. I would have thought, Hoel v'ksiv, Yom Truah Yulachem, that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Truah. So only people, man dulese ela betkiach d'chad yom echayev, only people that hear shofar once a year are chayev. Meaning, every Jew. However, v'hani kahanim, these kahanim, Hoel v'isnu betkiach d'kulei shaita, they hear shofar every day of the year. Every day of the year they blow shofar in the Beis HaMikdash. This week's Parsha, you blow shofar every day in the Beis HaMikdash. So I would have thought they're potter from shofar on Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah. Why would I think that?
Very simply, because if we said before that the whole idea of shofar is to bring you to tshuva, right. You hear it every day, it's not bringing you
right.
To
tshuva. Okay, good shot. Eim alo l'chayvu. So I would have thought they don't have to hear shofar Rosh Hashanah. So there comes along the Mishnah. No, everyone has to hear shofar, even Kahanim. So Gemara says, "Me dummy, that doesn't make any sense." Hasam chatzotzros. That's not even a shofar you blow every day. It's not a shofar. It's a trumpet. Hacha shofar. Here it's mamash a shofar. So that can't be the reason. So Gemara says, "You're right. A different reason why I would have thought that Kahanim are excluded." Istrich. I still need the Mishnah to tell me Kahanim are included. Sogad at the Chemina. I would have thought. Hal v'tnan shavi yovel rashana utkiyev lebrachos. That every 50 years, on the Yovel of Yom Kippur, they daven a Rosh Hashanah davening. So Rashi says that Shayinami Omrim B'Yom HaKippurim Shal Shnas HaYovel Malchios Zichronos V'Shofros. On Rosh Hashanah every 50 years, on Yom Kippur every 50 years in Yovel, they daven a Rosh Hashanah Musaf davening, and they mention Malchios Zichronos V'Shofros. And by the way, the Gemara is going to say now, not every halach of Yovel applies to Kahanim. Not every halacha of Yovel applies to Kahanim. The Isya b'mitzvah Yovel. Isya b'mitzvah Rosh Hashanah. So there's a connection now between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah. So if you hold from Yovel, you have to hold from Rosh Hashanah. If you don't have to hold from Yovel, you don't have to hold from Rosh Hashanah. And by the way, the lesser mitzvahs Yovel, lesser mitzvahs Rosh Hashanah, if you don't have to hold from mitzvahs of Yovel, you don't have to hold from mitzvahs Rosh Hashanah, Vani Kahani, and these Kahanim hold the lesser mitzvahs of Yovel, Kahanim don't hold from mitzvahs of Yovel. What are those mitzvahs? Ditnan. Kahanim, Levim, and Levim too, Mochrin La'olam. Their sales are different rules than the sales of every Jew. Whether they go back by Yovel, when they go back, they don't go back. Yovel has it's a long Rashi, we don't have time. But there's a difference when you sell land, it goes back to Yovel. When you sell the houses, it's a whole complicated halacha, and none of this applies to Kahanim. Their sales are forever. And by the way, Goalin, La'olam. You can redeem it forever. Unlike a Jew, regularly Israel sells houses, you only have a year, then you can't redeem it, and by land it goes back no matter what. So, Ema, I would have said, Mitzvah Rosh Hashanah Namel L'chayvi. Not Chayvi Mitzvah Rosh Hashanah either. Right? Kamash Malan, no. Nehi, the last name, Bashmatas Karka, Bashmatas Ksafim. I'm sorry, Bashmatas Karka. It's true. The halachas of land going back don't apply to Kahanim. However, Hashmatas Ksafim, the halacha of money going back, Vishiluach Avadim, and the halacha of Avadim going back, Miha Isnehu, that does apply. That does apply. Therefore, since we're the parsha of Yovel, a little bit at least, they're also, I would have thought maybe they're not in the parsha of Shofar or Rosh Hashanah, because they're not in the parsha of Yovel. Well, they're in some parts of Yovel, Kamash Malan, therefore the Mishnah says Kahana have to keep Shofar also. That's why it said everyone's Chayav and Shofar, even Kahanim living in Israelim, because of the Kahanim part. All right? So we'll stop at the two dots, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.